Have things changed, Bud, in your field?
Well, I think they have. I mean, first of all, the work that I've been doing, and Dave Jacobs and others, looking into cases of so-called hybrid beings, transgenic beings, who seem to be able to live and operate in the world on a daily basis, there's been more evidence accumulating that that is in fact going on, that this is sort of the a transitional point in something. We're not sure exactly what this is going to lead to, but that's, I would say, the area of greatest interest right now. But also, I've been looking into continuing this, looking into cases where there's medical evidence, medical injury, actually, of abduction cases, which is it's quite rare, but it's very disturbing when it happens.
Is it beginning to happen more and more, these injuries?
No, not more and more, but it's perhaps that we're hearing more of it. You see, all along, things have been going along in great numbers for years and years and years. Back, you know, I have abduction cases dating to the 1920s, but it's a process of us being able to recognize that these things are actually happening. So I'm sure there are many, many medical problems that have resulted from abductions in the past that we're not aware of. But one of the most recent ones that's interesting to me, recent in terms of finding out about it, is a man who had remembered pieces of abduction experiences. A man in his 50s, a very reliable sort, had gone to bed at night, and when he woke up, had incredible pain in his neck. Went to the doctor, and ultimately x-rays were done, and they found that he had severe damage to the neck. Matter of fact, the doctor called him when he got the x-ray results and said, if you're sitting down, continue sitting down. The ambulance is coming. I don't want you to move. You could actually end up severing your spinal column. So this man has gone through something like 7 operations, now has very little movement in one of his arms. But what happened, this is really quite incredible, when he looked into this under hypnosis with a hypnotist in his area in upstate New York, he floated upwards in an abduction from the bed, and apparently in some way or other his body continued to go through the ceiling effortlessly, but his head was extended out beyond it, and his head was hitting the solid ceiling and being forced back until the aliens realized that they hadn't worked their magic on the entire body. And there was even left a dent in the ceiling where his head had been.
Oh, my. So you're starting to get physical evidence now, too,
yeah,
huh?
So this was a situation where, yeah, where it's obviously nothing that was intended by the UFO occupants. And when he was taken into the craft finally that night, they did some apparently semi-magical things to his neck to help him, but it wasn't a perfect kind of healing, and he needed these operations. So this is a new case, and it's extremely odd, but very, very interesting.
But Dr. David Jacobs believes that whatever is happening in this entire field, that it's not a good thing. He thinks these extraterrestrials, let's call them that for lack of a better phrase right now, that they're up to something. Do you share that belief?
Well, if the first question is whether they're doing anything good. I have yet to see anything good come out of this. And, of course, having worked with people for over 30 years now, I've seen so much kind of emotional scarring, the whole problem, post-traumatic stress disorder, the confusions, the effects in people's self-esteem and so on, it has not done any good that I can see from anybody. Although I don't have the sense that this is any of the damages that I'm discussing here, either emotional or physical, are deliberate. They're just collateral damage, as we used to say. When we bombed a hospital instead of a radar replacement,
yeah,
or something, an accident. But in terms of what ultimately is going to happen, we still don't know. So if you just try to make a score of whether this has been helpful in the meantime, it certainly hasn't been. Now, if they infiltrate our society and end up somehow giving us the cure to cancer and new technology and for free energy or whatnot, that would be quite wonderful. But there's no sign that any of that has happened.
No, they would have done that by now, don't you think, Bud? They would have saved us.
That's what it would seem like. Absolutely. And it's just very hard, I think, for anybody to make a case that this has been helpful to anyone. The one thing is that abductees have seen a world that the rest of us, that you and I, have not seen, which gives them an insight into a broader spectrum of the world than the average person has, and that's a gift in some sense. And I used the analogy once in the idea that somebody who, if you have two young guys who are friends and one goes off to Iraq to fight in the war and the other stays home and works in McDonald's, you know that when the one returns from Iraq, if he's lucky enough to survive, that his view of all of life, of emotion, of the range of the human spirit is going to be much more profound than the kid that stays home and works at McDonald's. But if you ask that soldier who comes back, well, would you want your kid to go through with this? No soldier.
Nobody does. Yeah. No police officer wants his son to really go through what he goes through. You're
exactly.
Absolutely right.
And abductees, just up 100% in my knowledge, if you ask them, do you want your kid to go through this, they're terrified at the idea. So that has to tell you that this has not been a pleasant experience.
Are you convinced that whatever is going on, it is real?
Well, it's an interesting thing. I've been writing my memoirs of years of all of this and my career as an artist and the whole thing. And one of the things I just finished writing was exactly on this, that I had been asked a number of years ago by somebody the same question that you asked me. Am I convinced it's real? And I said as an answer, and put this in the memoir, that the problem is that I no longer have the luxury of disbelief. It would be nice to be able to say maybe it isn't true, or I think very strongly it might not be, it might be this or that, the other thing. I don't have that luxury anymore, and that's a very sad place to be.